Today's daf is daf Ayin Aleph. So we got to the very top, the top line, two dafs. Yehuda Omer, Yisrael Chodesh Echad. So the Mishnah was talking about if a husband had taken a neder, his wife couldn't get enough from him, so there's different time limits at what point he would be forced to divorce her and send her off into Ksuba. So the Mishnah issued, the Tanakhama had said, you have 30 days, and if it's more than 30 days, then you have to give her a divorce. Rabbi Yehuda came along and says, when it came to Yisrael Chodesh, when it came to a Kohen, you had two Chodashim. That was what the Mishnah, that was Machlokas. So the Gemara says, very top line, the second line down now, the two dots, Hainu Tanakama. When Rabbi Yehuda says, when it comes to Yisrael, you get a Chodesh Echad, that's exactly what the Tanakama says, that you have Shloshim Yom, 30 days is a month. A month is 30 days. So Rashi explains, Hainu Tanakama, top line, Di'ihu, Nami Shloshim Yom Kama. The Tanakama also says 30 days, which Rabbi Yehuda is saying. So it seems somewhat obvious that a distinction should be that Yehuda is mechalik between Yisrael and a Kohen, and Tanakam is not. So that's what the Gemara says. Amar Baye, Kohenes, also Lashuminen, he's coming to teach us that there's a different din when it comes to a Kohen. When it comes to a girl, a lady who's married to a Kohen, so Yehuda thinks she gets 2 months before having to get divorced, as opposed to Tanakama, a Kohenes, a woman married to a Kohen, only gets 1 month across the board. That's the difference between Yehuda and the Tanakama. Seems to be an obvious answer. But then Rava says it's not true. There might be another difference. Rava says, Amar Chodesh Mole Chodesh Chaser Ik Binayu. When we say Chodesh, Chodesh might simply be Chodesh Chaser, 29 days. We know in the Jewish calendar, the lunar calendar, lunar months, it could either be a 29 or a 30-day month. So Tanakhama says it's 30 days across the board. When Rabbi Huda says Chodesh, he seemingly means a Chodesh Chaser. He refers to a month missing a day, and namely a 29-day month and not a 30-day month. That might be the difference. It's 1 day, nine. So Gemara says, I'm a Rav.
1 day could be the difference between divorce and being married.
That's true. Tosos Dio Master Yehuda, Hainu Tanakama, talks about other places in Shas when we see 30 days versus 29 days, the number of Gemaras he quotes. So Gemara now says, I'm a Rav. Rav says, Lo Shanu El B'Mifarish. This whole machlok, this whole discussion in the Mishnah is only when you explicitly say 30 days. Rashi says, B'Mifarish, 2 lines down. Shapirish Shloshim Yom, where you explicitly say 30 days, who delo kafina le lahotzi, we don't force him to divorce her, el yamid parnis. But the Gemara continues to say, aval bistam, yotzi la'alta v'yitein ksuva. Let's say he just simply says stam, that he's going to, he'll just say, simply say stam, morning. He'll say stam, that the, So the Gemara continues to say, so this whole discussion of 30 days versus a month, says Rav, is only true if the husband explicitly writes, Mefarish, he explicitly says that 30 days, I'm not going to give you any hana, then we force him to set up a parnes. But let's say he simply says, Aval b'stam, he says, I'm not going to give you any food, you can't get any hana from me, without explicitly saying any time limit, then Rav says, Yotzi la'alta v'yitein ksuva. Then right away, since there's no foreseeable end, you give him a ksuba right away, give her the ksuba right away, and you divorce her. Comes along Shmuel. Shmuel says, Amar afilu stam lo yotzi shemi yumatze pesach l'nidro. He says, even if you simply say stam, even if you never say explicitly that there's going to be any time limit, you simply say to the wife that you're not getting any hana from me, we do not make him divorce her right away, because perhaps we'll find some pesach, some way to undo the nether. What it is, we don't know, but we don't do it right away. We try to think about it a little bit first before we force him to divorce her. That's Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, whether in the case of Stam, when he says Stam, whether we divorce right away or you give him some time to find the Pesach. So the Gemara says, why need this Machlokas here? V'ha iflugu be'chad zimna. Didn't we already die Ayin Aleph? Didn't we already have such a Machlokas once before? Chad zimna. Where was this Machlokas? So we had this mission at the Tanan. Hamadis isho mitash mishamita. A husband says his wife cannot have any tashmish from him. Beishami omrim, there's a case of stam seemingly. Beishami omrim, shtei shabbosos. You have 2 weeks. And beishil omrim, the Shabbos achas. So 2 weeks, Beishami says you have 2 weeks that they could tolerate. More than 2 weeks, you force them to divorce each other. Beishil says there's only 1 week, but more than a week, then you'd force them to divorce each other. And on this machlokis, Beishami, Beishil, whether it's 2 weeks or 1 week, we have that same machlokis, Rav and Shmuel. Amar Rav, machlokis b'mifarish of abastam yotzi la'alta v'yitein ksuva. Rav says, machlokis b'sham and b'shila only exists when the husband explicitly says, you cannot have tashmish for a week or 2 weeks, beis shammai, beis hillel. But if he simply says, what, you cannot have tashmish without explicitly saying any time, then says Rav, you have to divorce her right away. Comes along Shmuel mar no, afilu b'stam nami lo yotzi, shema yimatzi pesach l'nidro. Shmuel says here too also, even if the husband says stam, you cannot have tashmish with me without saying any time limit, then we still do not give a ksuba. We allow them to perhaps find the Pesach, the Nedayonim to find the Pesach, to undo the neder. So there's very machlok as Rav and Shmuel about the case of stam, whether we give the ksuba right away and divorce right away, or we delay it, that we have in two different places. One in the context of the Isser of Tashmish, and one in the context of making a neder hana of all other all of Mizona. So that's machlokes here in the Mishnah, and the Mishnah later on by Tashmish. So why do we need these two different places? The Gemara explains to Shicha, you need the machlokes Rav and Shmuel in both scenarios. Why? If you said in that case by Tashmish, that's the machlokes in the case of Stam, Bihahi, only by that case, Kama Rav, does Rav say you have to divorce her right away in the case of Stam? If there's no time limit, you have to divorce her right away, Mishum Delo Efshar Befarnes, because obviously you cannot appoint somebody else to take care of that. But of Al Baha, the Efshar Befarnes, when it comes to the situation here in our Mishnah, and Daf Ayin Aleph, where one can set up a Befarnes, someone can set up a person to support his own wife, there's another way around it. Maybe Ema Modulei L'Shmuel, maybe Rav would admit to Shmuel, don't divorce right away, give them some time, let him find the guy to support her in the interim. But it comes to the Gemara to tell us that even here Rav says, if there's no time on this case of Modeh Hana, you have to divorce her right away. V'itmar Baha, if they had the Machlokas of Rav Shmuel in the case here, by the Modeh Hana of all Hanos, Baha Kamar Shmuel, maybe only here the Shmuel say you don't divorce her right away. You could give them some time, Mishum to Efshar Befarnes, because in the interim, you could find someone to support the wife. When it comes to the case of Tashmish, where it's obviously you're not able to appoint someone to take that position, Ema Modelei L'Rav, maybe Shmuel would agree to Rav that you should divorce her right away by the case of Tashmish. Therefore, we have to teach, even by the case of Tashmish, Shmuel says you don't divorce her right away. Rather, you give them some time to possibly find the Pesach to undo the nether. Okay.
Why?
That's the Gemara just explained. That was the need for the Tshichusa. Because you would think in the opposite case, the other case, may one would agree to the other. That's what the Gemara just spoke out.
I understand what he said. But
no, because the whole thing is the whole thing is that you have to find. So in the case of
Tashmish,
no, because in the Tashmish, Tashmish,
and Rav said,
Tashmish, you don't want to wait.
I understand what that has to do with this.
What do you mean?
Okay, it's why you need to show the machloket with the
no, because that's the Gemara just explained. Because if you taught, let's say, the case of Tashmish, the machloket existed by Tashmish, and Rav says if you say stam to a wife that Tashmish is also without giving a time limit, Rav says you divorce right away,
yes.
And Shmuel says you give them some time to find the Pesach.
Right.
So if you had only that case, maybe only there does Rav say you divorce right away. But by the case of Modeh Hana of any fruit, let's say any mizonos, maybe Rav would say, don't divorce her right away in that case, because you could always find a parnes to support her in the interim. There's no pressure there. You could find someone else, and you could figure out what's going on. So maybe Rav would say, don't divorce her right away. Give them a couple of weeks, a couple of months, to figure out whether they can find the Pesach or not. So we have to teach them Machlokas. Even there, Rav says, you divorce her right away in the case of Stam, even by the case of Modeh Hana of Mizonos. And we had the opposite so far when it came to the case of Modeh Hana in general. If we only had that case, but we didn't teach the case of Tashmish, you would think that Shmuel would agree to Rav that maybe you should divorce her right away, since it's not Efshar to have a parnes by the case of Tashmish. Okay, the Gemara now says, for the two dots, quotes from a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Tanan, Hamadres Isho Shlo Titom Echem Yikol HaPeros. So this is our Mishnah, I think, right?
Yeah.
So the Mishnah, the beginning of the Perek, says that if a husband says to his wife, you cannot taste any fruit, and we discussed yesterday, this refers to all the fruit of a particular, let's say, apples. You cannot taste any apples in the entire world. Yotzi v'yitein ksuva, he would have to divorce her and pay the ksuva right away. So bishmal Rav, kan bistan kan b'mefarish. So this all makes sense according to Rav. So what's the machlokas? Why here, in this line of the Mishnah, if you go back to the Mishnah for a second, there is no machlokas here. Right, it says, the Tanakhama says here that there's no time limit, there's no 30 days. You just right away. If you say you can't have any apples, then you give her the ksuba right away. So why by the Tanakhama, Hamad, sorry, the first case of the Mishnah, Hamad is Ishto, you have 30 days. But by the case of Shelo Yutitom Echa Mikol Peros, you have one day, according to the Tanakhama. If you say you can't taste any apples, right away you divorce her. Why not give her 30 days at least? So according to Rav, this all makes sense. The first case of the Mishnah was B'Mefarish, where you explain 30 days, and 30 days you don't have to divorce her. The case of Shelo Titom Echa Mikol Peros, this doesn't say any time, because it's a case of Stam, where the husband says Stam to his wife, you cannot taste any apples. In the case of Stam, according to Rav, we said you divorce her right away. That's Pshat in the Mishnah. According to Rav, this makes a lot of sense. But Ella, according to Shmuel, says the Gemara, Ella Shmuel Kasha. According to Shmuel, why is that the case? According to Shmuel, even in the case of Stam, even in the case of Shlo Titom Echa Mikol Peros, you should have some extra time to try to find the Pesach. So the Gemara says, Hacha B'maya Skinan, what are we dealing with? What's the case of the Mishnah? Kigon She Nadrahi V'kaim Lahu Ihu. We discussed this already yesterday in the Mishnah, we're mechayim into the Gemara, that when she made the neder, and he was mekayim the neder, the kesava Rabbi Meir, who knows an etzba bein shina. We saw this Gemara already twice, three times I think now, this line of Rabbi Meir, that when he is mekayim her neder, it's as if he's actually making the neder, and he's putting literally his finger in her teeth. He's doing the problem, even though she made the neder, since he kept the neder going, he maintained it, so it's really his fault now. And the kesava Rabbi, fine, so therefore what? So therefore, since she took the neder and he's mekayim it, it's his fault, therefore he has to divorce her right away. Why is that the case? So look at Rashi. Rashi says, Shinadrahi, ma yeshlo. You see Rashi four lines down? Shinadrahi, ma. Yeah, you see that four lines down? Ma yeshlo od lahamtin. So what's the need to weigh any further? I nichala li dida li mishkal ksuvasa. If it's good for her to keep, take the ksuba, umefik, lo tivakesh pesach lenidra. But when he makes a nether, that he says you cannot get a hana from him, they should wait. Perhaps they're going to find a pesach lenidro. The next Rashi, the kesaver Rabbi Meir, he shikaim nasan etzba ben shineh v'heishicha. L'fikach hiten k'suba v'stam masis in Rai Meir. So what's the answer here?
What is
that's the next point. Okay.
What is this Moshe Alun Otem Etz Ben Shem? What is it supposed to teach us? What are they trying to say?
That even though she made the nether, the fact that when he heard it, he didn't make it. It's like he himself would have made the nether. Meaning she made the nether hoping that he would be made for it. She was
but
upset.
What is Noten Etz Ben Shineh?
Maybe he's putting the mat and taking the food away from her. I don't know. It's an expression.
No, it's an expression. No. Noten Etz Ben Shineh, that you put your finger between the tooth, meaning she bites and it hurts. So, what that mean? What's the mashal here?
It's not, I don't think it's a biting, it's just that he's causing her to not eat, as opposed to she's causing herself to not eat. He's the one causing her not to eat. He's preventing her from eating. Forget that, no biting going on here.
No, but because he needs to let her go, meaning, you know, he got screwed here because his own actions. So as if he put the finger inside her mouth and she bit it, meaning he suffered from it.
They're both responsible for it. They both take some of the responsibility, so there's no reason to let her hang around for any time because she's revealed she doesn't care for Hafara. And he also gets credits like he made the neder.
So since they're both in on this, there's no need to wait. But if, let's say, he just did it, and so she still wants to wait around, so then we should give her some time to find the Pesach to stay married. And if she did it, let's say, if there was a case that she did it all on her own, so then let them wait around because he might want to stay with them. But since they're both partners in this, that she took the nether and he's Mekayimit, so therefore there's no need to wait around anymore, and that's why they get divorced right away, even according to Shmuel. Even though normally Shmuel allows you to have some extra time to find the Pesach, in this case where they're both partners in the nether, then there's no need to find the Pesach. Okay. So the Gemara says now, V'sava Rabbi Meir, who knows an etzba bein shina, in a case where she takes a nether and he's Mekayimit, is it really true? Is it really as if he's putting his finger in her mouth? Is that really true? V'hatana, doesn't the Braisa tell us? Ha'isha she'nadra b'nazir, woman makes a nether, woman can't be a nazir. This is one of the questions. Rav Schechter used to like people, you know, one of the famous questions, when you go to get a bechina to get into the Katz Kol and Wayu or the Kol Elyon, Rav Schechter likes to ask very simple questions that people don't know the answers to but are pretty basic. So one of the questions he would ask, can a woman be a Nazir? So people typically think, no, a woman can't be a Nazir. She has long hair as it is. And Shimshon's the classic Nazir. So certainly not. There's a first pasuk that a woman's allowed to be a Nazir. Pasuk that says so. So let's say a woman takes a nether that she's going to become a Nazir. Bishama Baila, and her husband hears of this, V'lo Hefer La, and she does not, the husband rather, does not undo the nether. So what's the halacha? Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda Omrim, both of them say, Rabbi Meir is the important shita here, he knows Nasna Etzba Bein Shina. She places his finger, she places her finger rather, between her own teeth. This is her fault, not his fault. Lefikach im ratza ba'al hafer yafer. Therefore, if the husband wants, he can make for the nedarim, the nazir. V'im amar yefshi bi'isha nedranis teitish lo b'ksuva. He could also say, I don't want to stay married to a woman who takes these nedarim and becomes a nazir. That's not for me. He's allowed to opt out because this is all her fault. And according to the Gemara, it says, according to Rabbi, and he doesn't have to pay ksuva either because this is her fault. But Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Elazar, Omrim, who knows in Esba Ben Shina, since he was not made for it, he's also at fault. Lefikach, therefore they conclude, Imrotza Baal Lahafir, Yefer, if the husband wants to be made for, he's allowed to be made for before the time limit is up, before the 24 hours. But Vim Amar Yef Shi Beisha Nidranis, if he says, I cannot be with such a woman who takes these Nidarim, then the halach is Yotzi V'iting Ksuba, he has to, if he wants to divorce her, he can, he could always divorce her, but he would have to pay the Ksuba at this point because he's also at fault since he wasn't made for. What comes out from all this, though, Ray Mayer's on the side that says that she's at fault when she makes the nether and he's Mekayimet, she's still exclusively at fault, while before he says Ray Mayer says he is also at fault. So has Ray Mayer, what's his shita? So Gemara gives the answer of Ipuch, let's switch around the opinions who says what. And let's say that Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, they're the opinion to really say, Omrim Hunosen, that he is really at fault. And therefore, Rabbi Meir is consistent that when he's Mekayim Hernadarim, he's at fault. And we'll say the other two, Rabbi Yosef Berelazar, Omrim, he Nasna, that she is exclusively at fault. Mara says that also doesn't line up because we know Rabbi Yosef Shita in general. And according to this way, Rabbi Yosef comes out to say that she's at fault. We're about to see a case where Rabbi Yosef holds that in such a situation, he's at fault. V'savar Rabbi Yossi, he nasna. Does Rabbi Yossi really think that when she makes another and he's Mekayim, she's at fault only? V'hatanan, the Mishnah tells us, Rabbi Yossi omer, bianius shelo nasan kitzva. Rabbi Yossi says, in a situation of where she's so poor, and that is the last line of our Mishnah. The Mishnah had said that when it came to a situation of not giving any tachshitin or a tachshitin of any besamim, so the halacha was that Rabbi Yossi says if she's very poor, so if he gives no time limit, then he divorces her. But if he gives some time limit, whatever the time limit might be, then they stay married. So we see from here, though, that Ba'aniyas, when she's so poor, they give a ksuba when there's no time limit. And we're trying to prove here, let's see, I lost the line for a second. Here we go. That we're trying to prove from here that Rabbi Yossi holds that he is at fault. So you see Rashi says, Ba'aniyas shilonasan kitzva, around halfway down the narrow lines. Rashi explains, Ba'aniyas shilonasan kitzva, yotzi v'iteng suva. If you say to your wife who is very poor that I'm not giving you any besamim, one has to give the ksuba and pay, give a get and pay the ksuba right away. Alma hunosin, therefore he has to give. Deha b'nidra hi v'kaim hu okimta l'masnisim. So we see from here that he's at fault. The fact that he has to pay the ksuba in such a case of a nether, he is at fault. So we see from here that Rabbi Yossi thinks when she makes a nether and the husband's makayim it, he's also at fault, he has to pay the ksuba. But according to the ipuch we just suggested before, Rabbi Yossi came out that she's at fault only and he is exempt from paying the ksuba. So the Gemara says, okay, Ema, let's say the following. Let's switch around some of the opinions now. Let's say, going back to the machlokas about when she makes the nether to be nazir, let's say on one side we have Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yossi, Omrim, who knows same, that Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yossi are now both consistent, that when she makes a nether and he's Mekayimet, he is at fault and he would have to pay the ksuba. That's why Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Meir Shita are consistent with in general. And on the other hand, Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Eliezer, Omrim, he Nasna, they both hold that she is at fault. She puts her finger in her own teeth. Well, I said, wait a second. We also know Rabbi Yehuda's shita in general, and this is not going to line up either. Rabbi Yehuda, he nasna. Does Rabbi Yehuda really hold that she is at fault when she makes a nether and her husband's mekayimet? V'hatanan, the Mishnah tells us, the Mishnah appears earlier, our Mishnah, that Rabbi Yehuda omer b'Yisrael yomechar dikayim. Rabbi Yehuda says that by Yisrael, if he says to her, his husband, his wife, he says to her, you can't eat from apples for one day, that's allowed. But if you say for 2 days, you have to divorce her and pay the ksuba. Why do you have to pay the ksuba? So we see that when she makes an eder and he's mekayimet, he is at fault. So how could Rabbi Yehuda, in according to her ipuch, say that she is at fault? So the Gemara says, okay, let's switch it one more time. Ema, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, all three of them omrim, who knows, saying when he's mekayimet, the husband is partially at fault and would have to pay the ksuba. And Rabbi Elazar is the lone shita who holds omer, he nasna, that she is at fault, and when she makes another, even though her husband is mekayimet.
There's no stam or time limit anymore. That's it.
This discussion right now is just in general. When she makes another and he is mekayimet, who's at fault? Is it only that she's at fault, or they are both at fault? That's the discussion right now. The reason why we got into this discussion, because according to Shmuel, who held stam, that you don't have to give a ksuba right away, you give them some time to find a Pesach, we have to figure out in the Mishnah why he held that if you say you can't taste any fruit, stam, you divorce right away. Doesn't Shmuel hold you have more time? So according to Shmuel, this was a whole discussion where she took a nether and he's mekayimet, so then he is at fault and would have to pay the ksuba right away. It's a special case. So once we got into the discussion of she makes a nether and he's mekayimet, we were trying to figure out all the other shitas of Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. So that's how the Gemara concludes right now, that all three of them are on one side, that he's also at fault, versus Rabbi Elazar, who holds that she's exclusively at fault. Now the Gemara says, Vimtim Salomar, if you want to say, Zuge Zuge Katani, if you want to view them as being said in pairs, so then you could say as follows, Ema Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Elazar, Omrim, He Nasna, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Omrim, Hu Nosein. So how does that work out? Because Rabbi Meir doesn't work out now. Stama de lo Rabbi Meir. So the stam is not like Rabbi Meir.
I think that's the other point.
Yeah.
Stama de lo Rabbi Meir. And
which stam? Initially we thought our Mishnah never says Rabbi Meir. We assume it's Rabbi Meir because the Stam Mishnah is Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Meir holds of our Mishnah that he's at fault, but they made other Mishnah which explicitly say Rabbi Meir felt that she was at fault. He says, no, whoever said our Stam Mishnah is Rabbi Meir, maybe another person authored a Mishnah, and therefore there's no steer. We have one cheat that's Rabbi Meir by the case of Nazir where he holds that she's at fault. Our Mishnah here says that he's at fault, and in a Stam Mishnah, now, this time Mishnah isn't Rabbi Meir. Somebody else authored it, and there's no contradiction.
How often does it happen?
Which part of that? The Stam is not Rabbi Meir?
Yeah. I don't think they've ever heard of something
like that. No, there are situations. It does happen where you have a Stam Mishnah, and the Gemara tries to figure out who is the author, and it's not necessarily Rabbi Meir. Right.
But how does the Gemara right now answer for Shmuel? Didn't we come on to saying that our Mishnah was Rabbi Meir in part to answer for Shmuel?
Say that again.
Well, the Gemara asked the Kasha for our Mishnah that Amadir Ishto Shlotito Mecham Nikol Piros. They asked on Shmuel. Right. Because why over here is it Lalter?
Right.
And the Gemara answered it was a case of Nadrahi Vikayim Laihu and Remeir. That's what it answered for Shmuel.
This is, you're saying it's all. It's possible to say that this, I see Rabbi Meir's shita in general is that way. No, I think the way to read it is, I see, that sounds like that's Rabbi Meir's shita in general. Maybe that's not Rabbi Meir's shita. Now, I guess now we're concluding that's not Rabbi Meir's shita. How do we know that's Rabbi Meir's shita? Why did the Gemara assume that in the first place?
I was asking a little different, but I hear what you were asking too. I was asking, what's the teretz now for Shmuel to the Mishnah? That seems the
same. Same teretz. Just the question is, who authored the Mishnah?
So it's somebody else who holds that who knows the Netzba Mishnah.
Right. Right. But the way the Gemara presents it sounds like that is Shitas or Remeir. But the Gemara ends up concluding that Remeir did not author a Mishnah, and Remeir does not necessarily hold that he is at fault. Okay, the Gemara now says, we are five lines from the bottom. V'savar Rabbi Yossi Baniya Shlo Nasan Kitzva Alma Baal Matzi Mefar. So Rabbi Yossi held that we came to a woman who's very poor. If the husband says you cannot have any besamim without any time limit at all, forever, he says, then you would have to divorce her and pay the ksuba. So you see from here that the husband is able to be Mefar.
But he's the one who is.
Right. Well, it's the case is right now, according to Shmuel, where she took a nether, and he's... So if he can't be Mefer, then he can't be at fault. It's only if he has the option of being Mefer and he doesn't, is he at fault. Right. So we see from here, it seems pretty clear that he's able to be Mefer such a nether. Gemara says, is that really true? Can he Mefer a nether when she takes upon herself not to have any kishud, not any besamim, he has any rights to be Mefer such a nedarim or minu? The Gemara quotes from the, I think from the Gemara Nedarim, that Elu Dvarim Shebal Mefer. The following are a list of things that the husband may be made for. He can't be made for anything, only certain things. The varam sheyesh ba inoy nefesh. Something that has some type of inoy nefesh. Some type of pain. Some discomfort. Such as, im erchatz im lo erchatz. If she takes a nether about bathing or not bathing. That Rashi explains, a quote from the Gemara Nedarim, im erchatz im lo erchatz means, b'nedarim im mefarish la d'amra, she says, te'asar hanas rechita lai im erchatz. She says that any hana of rechita will be on me if I take a bath. Ushvua shel erchatz, and take a shvua that I will not take a bath. V'cheinim eskashit te'aser hanas kishir alai im v'samim eskashit adzman plonim. So she takes certain types of nadarim, which forbids her from taking a bath or putting on v'samim, and she's obviously going to start smelling bad. So in those situations, that's the Tanakhama holds, that those are types of inu nefesh that he could get involved in and say, wait a second, I can't live with that. I'm being made for such nadarim. But comes on Rabbi Yossi, and that's who we want right now. Rabbi Yossi, ein elu nidre inui nefesh. That's not considered inui nefesh. Those are really secondary. Ve'elu hein nidre inui nefesh. The following are examples, according to Rabbi Yossi, that are inui nefesh, and one does have rights over. Shel ochal basar, shel eshtel yayin, shel eskashit bebigdei tzivonim. If she says, I will not eat meat, I will not eat wine, I will not dress in nice clothing, those are examples of inui nefesh. Rashi explains a big day tzivonim genai ubizayon hu la umiskana la. These are things that are going to make her look disgusting, and I'm not sure why not eating meat or drinking wine make her look disgusting, but wearing nice clothing, at least according to that one, makes a little bit more sense to me. So these are things that are considered inui nefesh. So without explaining what the machlokas is based on, I would really imagine the first case, because I think the point is.
I think that the intrashelo erchatz. I mean, I can't believe Rabbi Yossi wouldn't hold that. That's not
But I think the point is, inui nefesh is something that she has discomfort from. So discomfort for her is not bathing, not putting on besamim. It's not discomfort for her per se. It's for whoever she's with. Her not eating meat, her not even drinking wine is discomfort for her herself.
I
so
guess there were different times. Right?
Yeah, and I guess big day tzivonim, I'm not sure how that fits in so much. So either way, what comes out according to Rabbi Yossi though, Yossi holds that when it comes to besamim, that's not considered inui nefesh. That was a Tanakhama who felt not wearing besamim would be considered inui nefesh. But Rabbi Yossi thought that's not inui nefesh, and the husband has no right to be made for such nedarim. So how could Rabbi Yossi in our Mishnah here in Ksuba say that he can, the husband may be made for nedarim if she says a nether, not to niskashi, not to wear besamim? So Gemara says, top line of Ayin Alpha Mebeis, Hocha B'maya Skin, what are we dealing with here in our Mishnah? B'dvar Meshe Beino Leveino. Certain matters that exist between the husband, between him and her.
Accusing.
What?
Accusing.
Right. So Rashi says, what does that mean? Rashi here says, B'dvar Meshe Beino Leveino, Issam HaMeser Esa Seyar, some type of potion, some type of cream, some type of waxing, let's say, that removes the Seyar, the hair. So that's what we're referring to here.
Selling it in CVS.
Sorry?
He's selling it in CVS.
Oh, yeah? Okay. So this we spoke about in the past, that certain types of this is certain types of kisha, certain types of besamim that were there to not only make the skin look nice and to smell nice, but also there to remove any of the hair. This we spoke about by the case of Esther. Esther Malka had such. They spoke, you know, all the months she spent in the Shemen Hamor. So here too, also that's what we're referring to. That's a type of besamim. And it is therefore relevant. It is considered inui nefesh. It's not stam besamim. It's particular besamim that are going to affect their relationship, affect even tashmish if there's any sayar there. The Gemara says hanichaman damer. This all makes sense according to the opinion dvar shebeino levena habal mefer. This makes sense according to the opinion who thinks that things matters that exist between him and her. He does have rights over. But elman damer ain't habal mefer ma'ik lememer. There is such a machlok, as we'll see in a moment, the one who thinks that he cannot be made for things, even though they are matters that exist between him and her, even though they're not necessarily inu nefesh. You have two different categories. You have inu nefesh, machlok is what's inu nefesh, that he, everyone agrees, inu nefesh, he has rights to be made for. What is inu nefesh? That's the machlok. The second category is things that are between him and her, personal matters. Some say he can be made for, others say he cannot. So according to the one, as we'll see in a second, who says what, but according to the opinion who says that he can be mefer dvarm shebeino lebeino, this whole discussion makes sense that what's the besamim referring to in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yosef referring to? The besamim that removed the sayar that is between him and her. But according to the opinion who says he does not have rights, he cannot be mefer nadarm of matters that are between him and her. So how are we going to explain this Mishnah according to Rabbi Yosef? We're talking about besamim. How does Rabbi Yosef allow him to take mefer nadarm on besamim if he holds elsewhere that besamim are not considered inui nefesh? So, the Itamar, as the Gemara quotes the Braisa, whose machlok is whether the Dvarm lebeino lebeino, he can be mefer. Dvarm shebeino lebeino, Rav Hun Amar habal mefer, he can be mefer, and therefore our whole Mishnah makes sense. The besamim that we're referring to are besamim that removes the Seyar, which is Dvarm lebeino lebeino, and therefore the husband can be mefer. But Rav Adha bar Ava Amar ain habal mefer, that the husband cannot be mefer these things. Why? Shelo matinu shual shemes ba'afar pir. We never find that a fox dies with the dirt in the mouth, I think, right?
Yeah.
Right, so this is something that it's a regular thing. So we're not going to, this is, even though it's Beinel Beina, it's something that he's regular to, he's regular to, and we cannot force him.
That's only in regards to one specific scenario.
Well, that's a scenario we're figuring out right now. We try. The case of the Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi says when it comes to besamim, he has rights to be mefer. Rabbi Yossi held in the Gemara Nadarim that besamim is not considered inu nefesh. What right does he have to be mefer? So the Gemara says no. It's talking about besamim of seyar, which is another category of dvarm lebeino lebeino. But Rada Barava holds that he has no right over dvarm lebeino lebeino, and the reason being is because Seyar is not something that's mazikim, it's something that he's regular with, he's, therefore he has no right over it. Only something that's personal, that will be mazikim, that will be uncomfortable for him.
What does it say that's besamim?
That was the Mishnah. The Mishnah, the end of on Daf Ayin, Amud Aleph, the Mishnah says that okay. That case, so he took a she took a nether, shalot tiskashet, and Rashi explained that refers to besamim.
Oh, so tiskashet.
So that was a. So the Gemara says, so according to Rav Adha bar Ava, how are we going to explain Rabbi Yossi in our Mishnah? How does the husband have any rights over the besamim in our Mishnah? So Elahach b'mayaskin, and what are we dealing with here in our Mishnah? Kigon detalinu lekishuteh b'tashmish hamita. And for example, that detalinu lekishuteh b'tashmita. Da'amar yasahanas tashmish tashmishecha alai imis kashay. That she said, not where the besamim themselves is a problem, but where she says, if I put besamim on myself, then that's going to aser tashmish amita. So it's a roundabout way that tashmish is the inui nefesh, that's the dvarm shel beino levena, that's going, it's talay on whether she gets besamim. So besamim itself isn't the problem, but it's because the tashmish hinges on it that we allow him to have to be made for such a nether. So says the Gemara, so this case is that if he says, wait, who's talking here? Hanas tashmishi alecha.
She's saying, and it's not chal because she.
If she says, Hanas tashmish is asr to you, to her husband, we force her and they have to have tashmish.
But it says kufa. So she is kofa. So hanata shmishi alaycha. It's strange language. Kofa umeshamashto.
We force her. Should we kofata, you're saying? Should we kofata, you're saying? Or kofta?
Kofa umeshamashto.
We force her.
With a dot on the head. With a kofa.
Kofa. Kofa ota. Kofa ota.
So why not to... Okay, fine.
To kofa ota. So he forces her, and they have tashmish. But if they say, hanas tashmishecha alai, if she says, your tashmish is us or me, she's still speaking here, then the husband could be yefer, he could undo this nether. The fishein machilim la'adam davar aser lo. Because you cannot feed a person telling it's aser to him. So what's the difference in these two scenarios? So look at Rashi. Rashi kofa umisham shato, around five narrow lines down. Sheina yechola lesser atma alav. She has no right to aser herself onto him. Aval yechola, what she can do is laosro ales. She could aser him onto her. Shetehehi mudaris flohu, that she's going to be aser from him, but not him to her. Hanas tashmisho alea ditzar chulahafir shlo yachleno davar hasala. So he has the right to be made for such nedarim.
Confusing.
It is confusing.
No, she cannot ask her on the husband something that she has no right to negate to him.
Which is what
his ana on her, but her ana on him she can, because it's her ana. So he has
but
to make.
But we're talking about the tashmish itself. It's
no,
fine, so
no, other way around. She cannot ask her herself to him because she has an obligation.
Correct.
But she could say, I can't get enough from you.
Right. That's
okay, fine.
Yeah.
So she could say that. But he could step in and be made from Nadarim.
Right.
What we see from all this, though, that the husband has the rights to make do hafaras Nadarim on Tashmish, because Tashmish is something considered Dvarim Shebeino Leveina. So that's the ride we're bringing from here. So in this situation, our Mishnah is talking about a case where she says, I'm not going to put any besamim on. If I do put besamim on, then tashmish will be usher to you. Since he has rights to be made for such an adam about tashmish, he could also be made for the starting point of the wearing of the besamim. That's what the Gemara is proving from all of this. So Gemara says, very simple solution. Why have to go about doing hafaras nedarim? Let's simply lo siskashet lo teaser. So have her not put besamim on, and they won't be usher. What's the big deal? And get around the problem. There's no need for a faras nedarim, and then he shouldn't have any rights to be made from nedarim. It won't be considered beino leveino. If that's the case, then karulu minavelas, then she become disgusting if she doesn't put on the besamim and the deodorant and stuff. The Rashi, it must be a girsa issue in Rashi. See Rashi, Dibur Maschil, Imkain Karla bin Minavelas, Vichi Mivaza, Mikashta, Ishtakech de Nader Ze Osra Lav, Nafikach Yachal Hafer, Mishim Dvarm Shebeino Levena. Avichi Mibizu, Mibizu Mikashtana. How's Rashi being read?
Which one are you reading?
Imkain Carlo Minavelas. Not sure what Rashi is saying there. Way to explain it as follows. Even though this is here.
She will end up doing.
Exactly. She's going to end up doing it anyway. She's going to put on the Mikashta, she's going to wear it. So inevitably, it will be create an issur of tashmish as well.
Right.
Because
the fact that he makes Mikashta, she would end up doing it.
When people are Mivazo.
Right? Exactly. When people start calling Mivazo, that lady stinks, she's going to inevitably start wearing Bisamim and then end up being issur for tashmish. That's what it means. Okay. So then the Gemara says, okay, how about another solution? V'tiskashe v'tiaser. So let her put on besamim, and then they'll be asked to have tashmish. What's the big deal with that? Ilebe shamai shtei shabasos, ilebe silo shabas achas. So either it could be 2 weeks, or it could be 1 week. So Rashi explains, why make them get divorced right away? At least give them a week, or give them 2 weeks, according to Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, respectively. So Gemara says, that machlokes beisham beis hillel about 1 or 2 weeks. Hani mili says the Gemara heichad de adur iiv the savor mirsus rasa chalayu hashem mosiv daito. That's only where she makes a nether. She thinks that he is angry. That he is angry. He's upset at her, and they'll figure things out. Aval hacha de nader ihi v'shasik la v'savra medeishtik misnei ahu disani li. But here she takes a nether, and he is quiet. She thinks from the fact that he's quiet, he must hate me. So therefore, what? It's an issue of umdun adaita. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says, Hani mili sheyesh lo zman. When do we say there's a time of 1 or 2 weeks? Sheyesh lo zman. Shema yumatzei pesach l'nidro heicha de ader ihu. When he makes the nether. V'heicha de nader ihi. When she makes the nether, vishik, and he's quiet, v'lo hefer, and he does not make for the nether, ein yechol lagur etzlo klal. She cannot stand living with him. V'afilu ad sheteasar de kishut disavra misna sanile. She thinks that her husband hates him. So again, in the situation where he makes the nether, so she thinks that he's upset at me and he'll get over this fine, so she's able to live a week or two. But if she makes the nether and he does not meet mefer, he stays quiet, she thinks that he hates me and she's not willing to even live one day together with this guy. I'm not getting the difference though, whether she makes or he makes the nether. I'd imagine if he makes the nether, so he's very upset, so he jumped and made a nether.
I can summarize if you want.
You can what?
In some ways, if you
no, it just she says because it's a derech of the person. The case he makes a nether, it's possible that he was upset at her and he had like a reaction. But when she makes a nether, he was calm, obviously. So the fact that he was more like he had more like you know, a clear
passive.
Mind.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe differently. That he already made a decision. He was calm and
meaning like when they were in a fight, so he makes another. But the fact that she made another out of nowhere and he didn't make for it and accepted it is because you know he already had you know.
So I thought maybe this is what the marriage counselors say when the couple comes in, they're having some marriage issues. So they say if they're coming and fighting a lot, so then they said there's probably still hope.
Right.
They come in, they're just looking, staring at the other side, they have no interest in each other, then there's no hope for them. So here, where she makes a net, then he completely ignores her and looks the other way, there's no hope, there's no connection at all, there's no fire to build anything, so the marriage is over. They come in, he gets upset and he yells at her and makes a net there, so it's not the nicest thing in the world, but at least he's emotionally still somewhat invested into this thing, and therefore there's still some hope to give at least a week or two before they figure things out.
That's Hasidut.
Yeah, okay. Says the Gemara in Avaita, the two dots, the Gemara quotes from Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi, Omer, Banius, Shelo, Nasan, Kitzer. We saw this again a few times. We've been discussing the past number of lines in the Gemara, that if she is poor, then he says you can never, ever wear any Vesamim, so then he divorces her right away. But if he gives some time limit, some Kitzvah, then they're allowed to stay married. So, Kama Kitzvah, what's a Kitzvah? Let's say he says 50 years. Is that considered a Kitzvah? Is that considered a Leolam? So I'm a Rav Yehuda, I'm a Shmuel, Yud Beis Chodesh, 12 months. If he says 12 months, you can't wear any besamim, that's okay. More than 12 months, then you have to divorce her right away. Rabba Bar Bar Chana, I'm a Rav Yochanan, Esther Shalom, you have 10 years. 10 years without wearing besamim, a poor woman could handle that for 10 years. More than that, you have to divorce her. Comes along Rav Chista, I'm a Avimi, Regil, on a Regil, one Yontif, Shekain, Benos Yisrael, Mechashos, Beregil, because every Regil, the women nicely dress up, they wear perfume. If even one Regil passes, you forbid her from wearing for one Regil, that's enough grounds to force you to divorce.
So if she says it the day before the Regil, she has one day.
She has one day, I guess, yeah. That's what it sounds like, but I imagine you should have at least a 30-day period. I wonder if they point this out. No. Let's see.
So that's only an opinion of Avimi.
Right, sure. It's his opinion. It sounds like we're passing like the first opinion, Yud Beis Chodesh. Yeah. But within the opinion of this last one, let's just see. One day beforehand, what would the halacha be? But there's a machlokas. The Rambam paskins 12 months, but the Rajba and others say, I don't know why, whenever there's machlokas Shmuel Rabbi Yochanan, we are passing like Rabbi Yochanan. And apparently Rabbi Tam and the Tosos here hold like Rabbi Yochanan as well, that you have 10 years. And others say we always follow like the Basra, you always follow the last opinion, which would be one regel. So there's a big machlokas how we paskin.
What is it, Psak? I always use machlokas.
Right, now the machlokas, the Psak is the Shulchan Aruch, we always passing like the Shulchan Aruch, he quotes the opinion of the Rambam, which is the opinion of Yud Beis Chodesh. But don't try this at home, David, alright? Okay. So the
Gemara. Actually, I would save money. I don't know.
Says the Gemara, "Ubas shiras shloshim yom." When it comes to a family of wealth, then you have 30 days. You could limit one's wife to 30 days of kisha, 30 days of besamim, but not more than that. Ma'isha shloshim yom. Why 30 days? Why? It seems somewhat arbitrary. So Amar Abaye, shekein isha chashuva nenes mireach kishuteh shloshim yom. An important woman gets hana from her smell for 30 days. So Rashi says, nenes mireach kishuteh shiniskashta lifnei haneder. When she puts on perfume, she douses herself in perfume, that perfume apparently will last 30 days, so she doesn't need to put on perfume during this 30 days period. That's why. It lasts for 30 days. That's what they bring down. I'm not sure. I guess our perfume isn't as powerful these days. I don't know if it lasts so long. Okay.
We take showers, right.
Says the Gemara, the mission, the new mission tells us, Hamadris Ishto Shlo Telech Leveis Aviyah. A husband says to his wife, I'm making an edda that you may not walk to your father's house. So what's Silacha? Bizman Shehu Ima Be'ir. Let's say they live in the same city. He lives in the same city as his in-laws. So then, if it's only for 1 month, so she could tolerate not going to her father's house or her mother's house, probably more likely, for 1 month. But Shnaim, if he makes a nether, you can't go for 2 months when they live in the same city. Yotze, if you take ksuba, that's too much for her to handle. Then you divorce her and pay the ksuba right away. Uvizman shibirachars. Let's say he lives in a different city. The in-laws live in a different city. Then regal echa. Then you have one regal. You could ask her from going to the in-laws. But yikayim, you could stay married to her. Shlosha, but if it's 3 regalim an entire year, yotz if you take ksuba, then you have to give ksuba right away. Rashi points out that the Gemara will address what about 2?
Right.
So then the Gemara says, Amad is ishto, shlo telech lebeis ha'avel. Let's say, says to his wife, I forbid you, I'm making a neder, that you may not go to a beis ha'avel, o lebeis mishnah, nor can you go to a chasana. Yotze yitain ksuba, you divorce and pair ksuba right away. Mibnei she'nol b'faneh, because you're locking her inside. You're putting her in a jail, in a prison. She can't go to Beis Avos, she can't go to Beis Mishnah. That's not how to live life. You divorce her right away. But v'im hayatoin mishum davar acher. But if he has a good argument, which Rashi says the Gemara will tell us what that means, seemingly something to do with an eshe, with the being involved with another man, some form of hisnus. Okay, so some prutim who are in the Beis Avla, who are in the Beis Mishnah, if there's some good grounds for such a taina, so then Rashi, he's allowed to make such a nether. Amrla, let's say he says to her, Almanas shetomri leploni masha martali. He says to her that you have to say to so-and-so, to Reuven, what you said to me. And something obviously uncomfortable, something that wouldn't be of a public conversation. Oh, Masha Marti Lechor, what I said to you, go repeat that to this neighbor. Oh, Shate Mimlea Umara La'ashba, or you should become full and covered in garbage. Any of these things which are somewhat or very disgraceful to her, the Gemara is going to explain that line as well. Yote Vitein Ksuba, anything that's trying to put her in an uncomfortable position, then, and he makes such a nether, then he has to divorce her right away.
What's the case exactly? I'm sorry.
The case.
He tells her, Almanat shetomri lefni ma she'amarti lach. What that mean? Almanat she'amarti, I'm sorry.
Say,
whatever you told me, go tell him.
He said, I'm going to make a nether from you, whatever the nether is, that if you do not do this, the nether will be chal. But if you go do this, then the nether won't be chal. So the way out of this nether is...
What's the nether?
Nether is, let's say, you can't get any hana from me.
Oh, so it doesn't. Okay. So, Almanat shetomri lefni ma she'amarti.
Here it says that...
Meaning, if you do that, if you're going to say that, to tell him what you told me, this is the nether.
No, I think I will not take the nether then.
Here it seems that it says it's saying that she actually is making a nether that she won't have tashmish if... It seems.
But I think the Gemara is going to explain all this.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll wait off onto those lines. Then the Gemara says, this is the question we had when we read the Mishnah, Hagu Fakasha. The Mishnah itself was internally contradictory. Why? Amris, first we said when it came to Regel Echad Yikayim, if he makes a neder that his wife cannot go to the in-laws for the first Regel, okay, they could tolerate one Regel not by the in-laws, that they could stay married. Ha, the implication is, Hashnaim Yotzi Tein Ksuba. But the implication is if he says to her, you can't go for two Regalim, then he would have to give her a get and a Ksuba. But Amos Eifel, look at the next line of the Mishnah. It says, Shlosha, if he says you can't go to your parents for three regalim yotu yitin ksuba, he divorces her and gives her ksuba. But the implication here is, hoshnaim yikai. But if it's only for 2 months, two regalim rather, then they're allowed to stay married. So is two going to be coupled with one or coupled with three? Is two going to be mekayim or not? So Amar Bai says, Seif asin lekohenes. The Seif is referring to kohenes. And the way of Rabbi Yehuda he. So the way you read it is as follows. When you take a nether on a Yisrael for one regal, so then you can be mekayim, but for two regalim, then you have to divorce her. When it comes to kohenes, a woman married to Kohen, then already you're allowed to add 2 months, not going two regalim, not going to the in-laws, you can be mekayim. But if you say three regalim, then by kohenes, that's when you have to divorce her right away. Then Rabba Bar Ula Amar Lokash. No, there's not a problem here. There's no steer. Kan Berdufa, Kan Bishini Berdufa. It depends whether or not she's one to run after her parents' home or not. If she's used to running home, so then 1 month is one regal, rather, is all she could tolerate. Two regalim she can't tolerate, you divorce her right away. The second part of the Mishnah is where she's not so Radufa, she doesn't run home so often, so she could even tolerate two regalim not being by her parents, but three regalim, that's too much for her. Marna quotes a pasuk that appears in Shiashirim, that says, Oz ha'isi be'inav kimotash shalom. As I was in his eyes, motash shalom, how do they interpret that? Like left of peace? Removed from peace? Is there a literal translation on this?
Like the one who is found to be perfect.
The one who is found, motash shalom. So I was in the eyes of my husband like someone who is perfect, someone b'shalom. So what does this mean? So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, the reason why we're bringing this here, it has to do with a kala and running home to her parents' house. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan says, "Kikala shenimte shleima bebeis chameh," that a kala who is found complete, shleima, not shalom, but really shleima, in the house of her father-in-law, were dufa lelech lahagid shivcha bebeis avir, and she runs back home to tell all the praises to her parents that my in-laws really, really like me. That's what the pasuk is referring to here. Further, another pasuk is found in Hosea now. Gemara says, "Hayav hayomahu numashem tikri ishiv lo sikri li od bali." So it will be on that day that Hashem will call me my husband and not my man ishiv lo bali. So what does that mean? So Amar Rabbi Yochanan kikala bebeis chamiha lo kikala bebeis avia. I'll be referred to viewed as a kal in the house of my father-in-law's house, as opposed to father in the house of my own for her father's house. I guess the idea is that ishi is more endearing than baal. Husband is still viewed as somewhat as a separate entity. Isha is one and the same. So a husband is still viewed, if my baali, it's referred to, they were still separate homes. Once you say ishi, we're considered part of the same home, the same individual. I guess that's the idea that's trying to say. Okay. I guess that's the stopping point. So I guess we'll stop here. Shkoyach.